Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, what grape nuts have to do with meteors. But first, the World Track and Field Championships begin tomorrow in Russia without two of the sport's high-profile athletes, sprinters Tyson Gay and Asafa Powell, out because they tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. More than two dozen other world-class athletes will also miss the meet because of doping. The BBC's Alex Capstick reports from Moscow.
It's Oshakova's looking dangerous and now kicks away. She's got the strength to take the gold medal and take the title. Lindsay Schatz.
Yelena Oshakova winning the European 800 metres title last year. Turned out it was a victory fuelled by steroids. She joined a long list of top Russian athletes banned for doping. Unsurprisingly, drugs has been a hot topic here at the annual congress of the IAAF, the sport's world governing body. The delegates are taking a coffee break. Many of them have been involved in discussions about the ethics of athletics. I've been talking to the former world marathon champion, Paula Radcliffe, a long-time campaigner against doping in sport, and I asked her if it was right to bring the World Championships to a country where so many athletes have been caught cheating.
Russia has had a lot of athletes testing positive. There may be more to come out, but I think that they are now starting to implement an independent doping agency, which is what the Federation demanded, and the results of that are becoming apparent.
With so many big sporting events due to take place in Russia, including the World Athletics Championships and next year's Winter Olympics in Sochi, the authorities wanted to crack down on the drug cheats. The Russian anti-doping agency, known as RUSADA, has carried out 25,000 tests over the past year. I've come to its head office here in Moscow to meet its executive director, Nikita Kamayev. The athletes that you've been catching, track and field, a lot of them are star athletes. They've won European, World, Olympic titles. Do you know why they're taking these drugs? Do you know who's giving them these drugs? Is it a problem that is ingrained in Russian sport?
For me, this story illustrated individual step, individual activity. People speak about, Russian field and track athletic systematically use steroids at some kind of semi-governmental program. It's not true, because in these substances illustrated so-called old, basic, and easy detected substances.
Teenage athletes at an Olympic sports school in Moscow, one of 42 in this city alone. The walls are filled with pictures of world and Olympic medalists, all graduates from here. I came to talk about the dangers of doping, but I was told in no uncertain terms I could not mention the D word. It was, though, apparent that despite Russia's murky record on drugs, track and field remains an attractive option for the younger generation.
I tried a lot of sports, but I think that athletics is a king of sports.
How difficult is it to make it here in Russia when there is so much competition?
It's very difficult because you must train very hard and it's needing very many years for results.
And that ambition, that drive for success, is what scares people like Nikita Kamayev at RUSADA. He leaves us with a bleak assessment that no matter how effective his testing program becomes, there will always be those who will attempt to cheat the system.
Olympic gold medal is a dream, it's a fantastic dream, and they try to achieve this result, this aim, anyway.
Including drugs.
Unfortunately, including drugs.
That report from the BBC's Alex Capstick.